pitch is a line drive on one bounce. Terang has it. Goes second one. On to first. Safe. The Brewers have a challenge left.
Milwaukee is challenging the safe call at first.
Here comes the reaction from the crowd. This game's going to be over.
After review, the runner's out.
That's your ball game.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Joined this morning by MLB.com's Adam McCauley, question mark?
Brewers start a weekend series against the Twins tonight. Beat the Pirates 5-2 to wrap up their four-game series at AmFam on Thursday afternoon. Just
waiting for confirmation from Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program,
no,
and Adam's
no,
on the line
Cream
with
Puff
us
Hill.
Right now. Oh, that's right. Adam, I'm sorry. You should know that for the duration of the Wisconsin State Fair, we have renamed Pancake Cream Puff. So just a quick rebrand.
I don't understand what that means. You've renamed Greg Cream Puff?
Yeah, his nickname is Pancake. We've changed that now just for the duration
right,
of the
right.
fair.
In honor of the fair.
I see.
Like, okay. Remember when IHOP changed to IHOB, International House of Burgers, and they didn't actually change. It was just a temporary thing.
Yes, I do. Okay, noted. Thank you very much. I like cream puffs. They used to bring cream puffs into the press box for us. Bell Ambulance. This was the tradition, like, back to County Stadium. At the start of the fair, Bell Ambulance would bring in cream puffs to the press box. I don't know how that tradition ended or if it still happens, but I'm just no longer invited. But I haven't had a cream puff for a couple of years.
I wouldn't imagine it's the latter. Let's talk a little baseball. Coming up tonight, we've got the Twins in town. I find this fascinating, Adam. Right now, the Twins are at 57-59 on the season, which in the American League Central is good enough for second place. Look at the NL Central with the Brewers. Brewers on top with 72 wins. Cubs with 67 wins. Third place, Cardinals at 57 wins. These are very different divisions right now.
And the Twins added at the trade deadline. They were thought to be big sellers. I mean, I remember early on Byron Buxton being mentioned as maybe a target of the Brewers, or their pitcher Joe Ryan as maybe a target of the Brewers and other clubs, and they ended up adding on. So it is interesting, and it's, you know, I guess a sign of the competitiveness of Major League Baseball in terms of the number of clubs in this expanded wild card era, how many different teams are in it. I mean, the Pirates now, after losing three in a row to the Brewers, are three under. They actually made some pretty significant adds to their bullpen at the deadline, and they are three games under 500, and here sit the Brewers a season-high 29 games over 500.
Is Cooper Pratt okay?
Oh, man, you know, guys don't like to wear cups. I remember as a kid going shopping, the horrifying day you go shopping with your mom,
yeah,
to Dunham's for a cup. They, you know, catchers
you
wear cups.
Your mom?
Yeah,
at
I
least,
don't know where my
at least my old
to
man
that.
Took me, and I think that kind of well, you're gonna need a
I
cup.
Mean, I'm kind of calling on my dad. I don't mean to. My parents came down last night for the Uke showing at the Oriental Theater. Downtown Milwaukee, we had a little Q&A, and so they, you know, they're great. My dad was there for everything. Sorry, Dad, didn't mean to call you out.
Yeah, that should have been a dad job. Go ahead.
He stayed in the game, and I don't know, do we need to describe what happened? He sort of, the catcher followed through and accidentally, you know, delivered a right hook.
Do you want to, Eric has a number of the play-by-play calls. You want to hear Anderson, or you want to hear Levo and Lane?
Oh, I'll pull him up here. But, like, that is fairly normal for them not to wear cups. And yep. Right, but he's good. He's not. I mean, he obviously stayed in the game.
Yeah, he stayed in the game, and he delivered a sack fly. No pun intended. So congratulations to Coop.
Yep. So that's where that. It's funny you say that because Lane, in his call, made sure to say sacrifice. In his call.
He has more tact.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Cooper Pratt is an interesting cat. He was in the clubhouse before the game. The guys were looking at him in a very puzzled fashion because he was sort of kneeling against the couch working on a Sudoku. And someone said, you know, Coop, we have tables here. There's two very functional tables in the Brewers clubhouse for crosswords and Sudoku and playing cards. And he said he was sitting at the table, but his brain wasn't working as well on the Sudoku. So he thought if he sort of got in a position on the floor, it might help him think. So okay, that's
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
That's well described. Interesting cat. All right, new guy was on the hill for the crew. What kind of guy is he? Is Dustin May?
Dustin May. He is, you know, look, the Brewers didn't get the guy they you know, they and other clubs really wanted. The big fish on this year's market was Tarek Skubal. Didn't happen. Then you pivot to, you know, getting some depth. And Dustin May is a guy who has, he can pitch like a number one. And we saw it here in Milwaukee. He took a no-hitter into the eighth inning. He had a complete game, a one-hit shutout against the Padres more recently. He has tremendous stuff. You saw the fastball running up to 99, 6'6", a presence, a former top prospect. He's pitched in the World Series. The COVID World Series still counts as the World Series, but he has postseason experience. He checked a lot of the boxes in terms of a veteran-type guy, if you can say 28 years old is a veteran, because this Brewers staff, that's what they don't have. They have a bunch of guys with two and fewer years of big league experience, and adding someone with a little, just a little more on the service time was important, I think, to that rotation. And it gives everybody a little more extra rest right now and just that extra layer of depth moving forward. And by the way, let's not forget one other guy, Coleman Crowe, threw 6 shutout for Nashville last night. He's in this mix as well. So they're about 7 deep now on capable major league starters. Now, look, there's only one number one, Jacob Mizorowski, but they're going to do it sort of the out-getter method like they did 2018-2019, and that can work. It's just that's the way they had to pivot after they didn't get Tarek Skubal.
MLB.com's Adam McKelvey, friend of the program and beat writer for your Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, Adam. Good to catch up.
I hope that's not my last appearance.
No, absolutely not. In fact, one of your finest.
On the sacrifice fly by Cooper Brett.